just to make sure you're okay, he says, looking around the room over my shoulder. The money I receive each week from the government isn't enough to buy good food and live well. I eat in cheap cafes and buy pies and fruit from the shop at the end of the street. They say I will be able to work in a hospital when I have completed the language course, but I am not sure I want to go back to my old line of work. Look where it has got me. 1,500 miles from home with no money. Tonight, I am very sad. I miss my old life and the good food I used to eat. 19 October. The other students in my language class are from many different countries. Mrs. Adebitele says that we are like the United Nations. They have all claimed asylum, like me. Today, we were asked to tell the class about how we came to leave our countries, but six of us would not do it. A woman from Rwanda told us how she was raped and her children were taken away. She is a nurse. Other stories were not so bad as hers, but it was very sad and depressing. I am not sure it was a good idea to ask us to tell the stories.